18 at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th month, the world recognized and celebrated after 40 years of battle, where the armistice between the Allies and Germans was signed. World War One, called the War of All End, was World War of the End of All Wars, was over. November 11th was the signed an armistice day in the United States to remember the men and women during day. Soldiers who survived and marched in parades through their hometowns, politicians and veterans officers gave speeches and held seminars of things for the peace they had won. President Woodrow Wilson, in his Armistice Day proclamation November 1919, said to us in America, the reflection of Armistice Day will be filled with some pride and heroism. Those who died in the country survived. Survived the tri service and would graduate with a victory, both because of the things which has fed us and because of the opportunities given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the Council of the Nations. Congress voted an Armistice Day, legal holiday in 1938, 20 years after the war ended, but Americans realized that the previous war would not be the last one. World War II began the following year. The nations, great and small, again participated in a long term and terrible struggle. After school, World War, Armistice Day continued to be observed, but many veterans of World War II and later Korean War had little connection to the First World War and often felt an Armistice Day. It was not significant for them. They wanted to make a change in the holiday. As Veterans Day and graduate to the veterans in their own town. Soon after, Congress passed a bill to rename the day, and in 1954, President Eisenhower officially changed the name of the national holiday to Veterans Day. Traditional Veterans Day celebration in many towns and cities may include ceremonies, parades, concerts, and speeches. At 11 in the morning, in some communities, Americans observed a moment of silence, remembering those who fought in war. The President of the United States lays the wreath of the tomb of an unknown soldier at the National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, honoring all the American soldiers who have fallen in war. After the United States' involvement of the Vietnam War, the emphasis of the Veterans Day activities shifted. Now there are militaries, parades, and ceremonies, and people are honoring the day with the most introspective and personal ways. Veterans and their family gather on war memorials such as Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., where they place gifts and standing quite vigil names etched in granite of their comrades and relatives who died in the war. People often gather. Skojar du med mig? Jag läste, Fanny, oj, Erik, jag läste hela nyheten och så hade jag glömt att klicka på play på record.
Nej, seriöst. Nej, men spela den där då.
Men det är inte den, det var det jag gjorde innan.
Men vänta, spela på den.
Nej, den spelar jag in.
Vad säger du?
Den spelar
nu eller?
In 1918, at 11 a.m. on the 11th day of the 11th moon, the world rejoiced and celebrated after 4 years of bitter war. The armistice between the Allies and Germans was signed. World War One, called the War of All Wars, was over. November 11th was set aside the Armistice Day of the United States to remember the sacrifices the men and women made during the war in order to ensure a lasting peace. On Armistice Day, soldiers who survived in marching parades through their hometowns, politicians, and veterans officers gave speeches and held ceremonies of thanks for the peace they won. President Woodrow Wilson, in his Armistice Day proclamation in November 1990, said to us in America, the reflection of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride to heroism of those who died in the country's service and graduated for the victory. Both because of the thing which was freed us, because of the opportunities given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations. Congress voted Armistice Day, legal holiday in 1938, 20 years after the war ended, but Americans realized that the previous war would not be the last one. World War II began the following year, and nation greater and small again pacificated in a long and terrible struggle. After the Second World War, Armistice Day continued to be observed, but many veterans in World War II and later the Korean War had little connection to the First World War, and others felt that Armistice Day was not significant for them. They want to make a change in the holiday to include veterans and other Americans, not only World War I. In 1953, town people in Emporia, Kansas celebrated a holiday as Veterans Day and graduated the veterans in their town. Soon after, Congress passed a bill to rename the day. And in 1954, President Eisenhower officially changed the name and national holiday to Veterans Day. Traditional Veterans Day celebration in many towns and cities may include ceremonies, parades, concerts, and speeches. At 11 in the morning, in some communities, Americans observe a moment of silence, remembering those who have fought in war. The President of the United States lost his breath at the tombs of unknown soldiers at the National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, honoring the American soldiers who have fallen in war. After the United States' involvement in the Vietnam War, the emphasis of the Veterans Day activities shifted. Another fewer military parades and ceremonies, and people honor the day in more introspective and personal ways. Veterans and their family gathered at war memorials, such as Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C., where they placed gifts and extended a quiet vigil and names etched in granite of their comrades, friends, and relatives who died in the war. People often gather at other national moments of those depicted in World War II and Korean War, as well as at Arlington National Cemetery, where U.S. veterans from any war may be buried. Throughout the United States, family have lost sons, daughters, and other family members who were lay flowers and wreath at local monuments and graves as they turn their thoughts toward peace and avoidance of future wars. The trials and hardship of veterans are honored and are remembered through the National World War II Register and Veterans History Project. The VBY Memorial Registry is an individual listing all Americans who contributed to the war effort, comprised of those who signed up in Registry of Remembrance, as well from the other official U.S. government list. The Veterans History Project was created by the United States Congress and signed into law on October 2, 2000, President Clinton. It's a project of the Library of Congress to rely on volunteers to collect and preserve stories and accounts of U.S. veterans, to focus primarily on 20th century military conflicts in which U.S. soldiers played a role. World War I, 1914 to 1920, World War II, 1939 to 1946, Korean War, 1950-1955, Vietnam War, 1961 to 1975, Persian Gulf War, 1990 to 1995. Third also includes more recent conflicts. The project collects oral history, interviews, memories, letters, diaries, photographs, and others original from veterans of those wars. Surviving veterans of military service today, numbering more than 2.5 million, find support in organized groups such as American Legion and Veterans of Foreign Wars. On Veterans Day and Memorial Day, this group raised funds and charitable activities to support disabled veterans and their families. There are also organizations for veterans who oppose war, such as Veterans for Peace, a national organization begun in 1985 that works to raise public awareness to consequences of war and seeks peaceful alternatives to war by remembering veterans and all that went through. Perhaps the leaders of nations will strive to find peaceful solutions to world problems using war only as their last resort.